everybody, to the 100th episode of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money, and we're kind of doing this a little backwards today. We have a special guest coming in. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. For the next one, I'm going to go, and we're back! That's what we're going to do. So it's going to be fun. But that's okay. We have a special guest coming
in. From now
on,
format runs the show.
That's
right.
That is much funnier. Anyway.
So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to introduce everybody. We have Professor Barry in the house for an hour. So exciting. Hey, Todd, don't yell into the mic. Thanks.
It's the 100th episode! I'm so excited! Woo!
And now Thanks. Our levels are completely Thanks. Screwed.
I appreciate it.
No.
Let me introduce everybody first. Of course, the man who is my my inspiration, my
me.
My one and
hey,
only,
everybody.
And my all.
Your Polaris, your North Star,
that's
your one
right.
constant.
He is my Solaris.
Your sugar pie.
My Solaris. It is.
He's your Lodestar.
Oh, man.
He is my Lodestar.
Nothing really about it.
Load.
Oh, Lodestar. Oh, yes.
L-O-D-E.
I got it.
Load.
What happened to this show?
I know. Professor Barry, the man who is not only a movie reviewer, but he also is a professor of cinema as well, holds a college degree in it, and of course is the reason why I do this show. And I'm so glad that he's here. Professor Barry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right. Also on my right is the one, the only, the man who is the one who is the pretentious beard wearing gentleman who is a comic book artist and writer, is the one and only Todd Bernardi in the house as well. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. Thanks
Good. I'm glad. Wow. Wow. Also joining us is a man who is a punk rock superstar in his own right, and also a I didn't know this. He's also a magazine publisher as well.
I've only been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah. He's
right
magazine.
It's mostly porn.
It's mostly porn. I think that's the name of the show right there.
It's mostly porn.
It's mostly porn. It is.
That's not
Gannon. He's in the house as well tonight. Thanks for being here, Gannon. Thanks for celebrating 100 years.
You're very 100 welcome.
Years, 100
years.
100
years.
It's a privilege.
Wow. It's a privilege. Also joining us is our gaming guru as well. He is the man, the myth, and the World of Warcraft legend, the one and only. Format is in the house as well. Yeah. And by the way, he's a Pokemon master from what I understand as well.
Sure. Well,
he's got red and white balls.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I got blue ones this last week.
Also joining us.
Why is everybody laughing? Why are you guys laughing?
This is on Facebook.
Also joining us.
I did, in fact, get blue balls in my Pokemon.
Oh, you got one of those master balls?
And I throw them.
No. They're great balls.
Oh, they're great balls.
I throw my blue balls at the Bulbasaur every time I can get one.
Well, let's talk. Well, let's talk to the man who owns the comic book store, which we sit in right now. He is the man who is the purveyor of the nerd culture here on the island. The man who owns Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is Alika in the house.
So much to you.
And yes, we do.
Yes, you owe me everything.
Yes.
He's got more of a pretentious beard than I do.
That's right.
Your beard inspired this pretentious beard.
Yeah, but
this is a cause of your pretentious beard.
Okay.
Yes,
all it does in this world.
All right.
It makes me more pretentious. I'm almost starting to agree with Barry. That's how pretentious
I am. And joining us also
tonight is
Big C. He's in the house as well tonight for the 100th episode.
This is our most covered pod, by the way.
Where is he?
He's doing live.
Wow, fantastic.
You shaved your beard.
Fantastic. Well,
I trimmed it. Yeah, Mama Bear. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Well, no.
He did a bunch of manscaping, too, he told me.
No,
she destroyed you.
No, it wasn't Mama Bear. It was Baby Bear. Baby
Good.
Bear
was, she ripped
was she was tugging on it
me from behind when I put her on my shoulders, mm-hmm. and she was like, "Wee!"
So
and I was like, "I can't handle this."
It's wow. Apparently, you also have to name him the Pretentious Beard Champion.
Yes, well,
because both of us cut ours.
That's true. You did. It's very true. I might have
so
to.
Congratulations, Lisa.
Well, I want to see.
I won something.
You did. Well, if you win,
won,
if,
you won the next 21 years.
If it's
years
a victory, yeah, that's right. If it's a victory against Todd, it's not really a win.
No,
you know, it's not. So it's not necessarily.
Does
a win.
Does that mean I get to publish my manifesto first?
Yeah, <That's right>.
Yeah. But well, volume 3 comes out first.
So here's what I want to do.
A Mein Kampf reference, very classy time.
Here's what I want to do. tonight. I do want to talk about something first and foremost on the podcast tonight.
Barry's wonderful review. Suicide Squad.
That's coming up. What I do want
that thing is garbage.
Okay.
Woo, stinking hot garbage.
Here's what I want to get to first. I want to get to not only Maui Comics and Collectibles, but I want to get to.
I see him like plotting.
I want to get to something that Alika and Maui Comics and Collectibles have been working on for quite a long time. I want to hear at the top of the podcast something very special, Alika, happening in the next couple months here. Could you let everybody know what the
He's
heck it is?
He's planning my birthday party next year.
It's a thousand.
You have a birthday?
Yeah.
I thought you were too punk for a birthday.
You're never too punk for a birthday.
Is there cake at this birthday? Because I think cake is.
I'm not allowed to have cake.
It's a thousand dancing naked ladies.
What do you got? What a league? What's happening?
Aside from Ganon's birthday,
yes,
we're also planning the first ever Maui Comic Con.
Wow, Maui Comic Con!
Your birthday was like 2 months ago too.
Hey, Todd, stay on point here. Maui Comic Con.
None of you guys did anything about it.
Todd is.
I take that back. I actually
have a side conversation with Ganon. They're just loving each other's company. I know they are. Completely oblivious to the podcast going on around them.
Listen,
there is. We're recording.
Yes, we're recording.
Oh man. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
We were like, cake.
That's right.
See, I'm so used
the first
to
ever Maui Comic Con.
Yes,
a little
thank
more
you.
Exciting than cake.
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing's going to
be happening
cake,
November
friend.
5th and 6th, which is a Saturday and Sunday at Lahaina Cannery Mall.
Oh,
thanks to those people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be some fun. We got some local vendors, local artists and creators. Even Todd will be there.
I might cancel. I don't know. That
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
We've also got James Silvani, the artist of Darkwing Duck.
Oh, fantastic.
Great guy. Local resident.
Yes.
He might bring some friends along. We'll see.
Ooh.
And we've got Lindsay Kyocho, who is also going to be the guest on the second half of the podcast.
Yes.
Is going to be there with her cosplayer friends and cohorts. That'll be fun. And we're going to have cosplay contests for keiki and adults.
Fantastic.
And free admission to the general public. It's, you know, it's a mall. We can't keep you out. So.
Although we want to.
Everybody's welcome to come and enjoy and just share their nerdy passions.
November 5th and 6th.
November 5th and 6th. And you guys will be doing interviews and panels.
I can't wait for
that. First I've heard of this.
It's the first time you heard of this?
That we're doing interviews and stuff?
We are. Well, we're Nerdwatch, so we have to.
You're contractually obligated.
We are contractually obligated.
Remember that deal with the devil you made?
If there's a contract, I want a paycheck.
Most of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance is going to be there, except for DJ.
What?
I'm looking at you, man. He had something to do that weekend on the Big Island.
Wow.
So he's not going to be there.
What a sucker.
Mm-hmm. And I'm mad at him. No, I'm not mad.
I heard he's kind of a jerk anyway.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
You can't cross that
We'll
line.
Find out. We'll find out. We'll find out in October.
I know. We'll find out in October.
I think that he's going to bring the thunder. He's going to bring the lightning.
I know he's going to bring the Exilion, though.
He's definitely going to bring the Exilion.
He's bringing the Exilion. You can't have any of it.
I know. I'm so bummed out about it. Well, listen. Before we even.
He's also going to be bringing a schedule book because he had no idea he was part of this.
That's right. He didn't. I do want to say a big thanks to Alika for bringing the Maui Comic Con to Maui. That was fantastic. I can't wait for that.
No, thank you guys for all the support. You guys, like, seriously, thank you for
everybody we're propping
who's been
supporting
you up. The store. Mm-hmm. Not you, Todd. Everybody. Thank you, everybody else but Todd, for helping the store out and making us as successful as we've been and putting us in a position to be able to bring a con to Maui, and hopefully we can grow it over the years.
That'd be amazing.
But we'll see how this one goes. Maybe it's going to be a complete disaster, and then we're just going to go have to hide in a cave or something.
Yeah, we might have to.
Lahaina.
That's right.
November.
Lahaina, November. We'll see.
All your passions?
That's right.
So all you furries,
no way.
Come on out.
Furries welcome. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right? That's right.
I do want to.
All you furries, all you bronies, all you bronies getting with the furries.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yo, outside of the mall.
But it's hot outside. We gotta do it indoors with the air conditioning.
Okay. Todd, let me.
I think you're dwelling too much on this.
I do want
to. I'm just trying to plan my evenings.
Let's bring the pod back to center.
Swan, look at me.
Before we start talking about other things, I do want to tell you guys something. This is the 100th episode of the Nerd Watch. Everybody's watching. Okay. So, I do want. I want to tell you that that right. I do want to say something. I really want to thank you guys for being amazing purveyors of the nerd culture, being brilliant minds in your own right of what you do best: comics, horror, gaming, comic books. And video the like, video games, and of course movies like Professor Barry. So I just want to say thanks, guys. You guys are amazing. You guys make the Nerd Watch tick. So so to Todd and to Gannon and to Format and to Alika and to Barry and to C and to Swan and of course the Sage and everybody else. I hope we can go. I hope we go 100 more. Hey, Todd, why don't you shut up?
Oh, are we still recording? I thought you guys were done.
No, we're not done yet.
Oh. I was getting bored, sorry.
All right. Well, I know the first two guys to go. All right. So after 100 episodes.
We bring the noise.
So we're going to be
down two guys. All right. No, listen. Next hour, we're going to talk more about. What? Shut up. Here's the next hour. We're going to talk about what's coming out this Wednesday for new Comic Book Wednesday, happening here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. So stay tuned for that. But since we have a lot of time left, I do want to talk about Professor Barry, because Professor Barry.
I want to talk about him.
We usually do that behind his back.
We do. We do a lot.
It's an experience for all of us.
First off, Professor Barry and I, we didn't share the experience together, but we did share an experience. Professor Barry and I watched Sausage Party.
Yes, we did.
The movie, or did you guys go to a...
No, not the
party full of males.
Wait. Weird. If you guys weren't there together, then how could it have been a sausage party? Like, what's the deal? Like, I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
I don't buy it. It's not a sausage party unless you two guys are there.
Hey, Todd, what's together. In the cup? I'm just curious.
Grape juice.
Fermented hops.
Wait. Are we really going to bury the lead on Suicide Squad?
We're not. Listen, I'm leading up to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So just give me a second. Right. We're going to be talking about Sausage Party.
He doesn't want me to rip Barry to shreds.
We're
going to
talk about.
I assume we're just.
I can't even get through this.
100 episodes. It's never been this hostile.
I know. It's crazy. Crazy.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Come to everyone.
Professor Barry and I saw Sausage Party this week. More importantly, last week we talked about the Suicide Squad. Yeah. Unfortunately, Professor Barry was not here for that.
No, he was too busy giving it no stars.
Will you shut up? All right, here's the thing, is that it was very controversial. We had a very big discussion about it. Professor Barry, who is the man who I think his word on it is probably
final.
More important than any of ours. I would like to – he did have his say, and he does have a review for it up right now if you wanted to take a look at it. He did watch Suicide Squad. So, Professor Barry, this is a very controversial one for you. So be prepared. You watched Suicide Squad, sir, and what did you think?
There is very little about it that I really liked. And let me just say, first off, you know, whenever I go to a movie, I want to give everything I see 5 stars. I love going to the movies as much as everybody else. This is my livelihood. This is my passion. I have no beef with any studio or any filmmaker. Every time I see a movie, I want it to be a knockout of the park. My problem with this movie, first and foremost, I have a lot of problems with Suicide
Squad. You really got to stop being objective and start being a nerd.
Well, I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
Forget stuff just because.
Right. I'll build up to that. But no, my biggest problem
with
it.
That's why he gave Superman the movie 4 stars.
All right.
Actually, excuse me, 5.
5 stars.
5 stars. That's the only reason Superman the movie gets 5 stars.
Well,
he's a nerd.
Let the man talk about Suicide Squad. So what's scoop?
My biggest problem with the movie is what you and I have been talking about all summer. These movies have been snipped and edited within an inch of their life, and I thought this film was just castrated. The sense of build is not there. The sense of momentum is not there. Mm-hmm. This movie feels like it's just been shredded to pieces. There was a scene early in the movie with Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, and Common. The scene appears. It seems like it's interesting. It's going somewhere, and suddenly the scene is gone. And the movie is full of moments like that. This movie, unlike every other comic book movie or any other movie I've seen this year, it feels like it's just cut within an inch of its life. And even without the story, the really scathing story that Hollywood Reporter reported that this movie has been edited by the
same
company.
I put that up today.
Yeah, I appreciate you putting that. I mean, it's the same company that edited the trailer. This is horrible. Movies should not be edited by like
a trailer
trailers. Company. Movies should have their own feel. Movies should be able to breathe. This movie feels like it's trying to cram in too many things. I've had a problem with a lot of comic book movies doing this before, where it's like, okay, we've had all these amazing characters, these amazing origin stories. Let's cram them all into one movie. And if it works, it works. I didn't think it worked. None of the performances stood out to me. It feels like the movie has been edited to become, first and foremost, a Will Smith vehicle. And I understand that. He's very powerful. He's the biggest name in the cast.
Yes.
But I think his character, I'm not even talking about the comic book origin. I'm talking about just the character in the movie. I feel like he's the least interesting character in the film, with a watered-down story of, it's like – right out of Leon the Professional, the Luc Besson film.
Right.
But completely watered down. These characters should be nasty and awful and despicable. We don't need to butter them up with cute, sweet, sympathetic backstories. This movie should be as nasty as it wants to be, to quote Two Life Crew.
Absolutely.
And it's not. It's not. It is a wishy-washy movie. I thought the action sequences were awful. Some of the worst action I've seen all year. The choreography was bad. The CGI was bad.
Right.
I feel like this movie doesn't work as a dark comedy. It definitely doesn't work as an Escape from New York ripoff or attempt to be –
which
like
it kind of felt
Galaxy.
Like for a little bit there, didn't it?
What's that?
It felt like a New York –
and it
Escape
wants
from
to
York.
Be.
Escape
and all
from Midway City. Yeah.
And all of the elements were there. This movie had such potential. The heart of this movie should have been the relationship between Harley Quinn and the Joker. That should have been the heart of the movie. That should have been the center of the film. And instead of even a minute or a moment, we have a few seconds of these really tasty-looking scenes that are eliminated.
Right.
And, again, like I want to give the movie the benefit of the doubt, but I can't praise a movie that might exist. I can't praise a later, unrated director's cut. I have to review what's there.
Right.
And I feel like this movie just got castrated.
Right.
And it's not even a matter of pointing fingers. Like, I don't know who's to blame. A part of me says, David Ayer, did the respectable thing by keeping his mouth shut, playing by the rules, and just putting it out there. I also feel like maybe he should have just lay on his sword the way Josh Trank did a year ago. And days before the movie came out, he basically just sabotaged his entire career.
He
did. And a part of me goes like, well, that's awful that he did that. But there's also honesty to that. And I feel like David Ayer, who's a tough, outspoken dude, he's like a John Milius for this generation. Mm-hmm. The fact that he allowed them to put out this movie, for one thing, it shows that he doesn't have the power of a guy like Tim Burton or John Favreau.
Josh Trank is a what?
He was honest about a few days before.
But who is he of this generation?
John Milius.
I'm comparing Ayer to Milius.
Milius, Ayer, oh. Ayer, not now, Trank.
Yeah,
Ayer,
not Trank. Okay, I agree with everything you said.
Wow.
No, you don't. You like this movie. I listened to the podcast because I'm like, I can't wait to hear what these guys have to say about. Then I listened to them like, oh god. And I'm coming to the 100th episode. Oh god, they are going to start building a stake to burn me out.
That's not true. I agree with everything that you say. Yeah.
Alika
said
that's
yes.
Only Alika.
Yeah.
Alika's just sharpening his knife.
His
bow.
If I can respond.
No. Anyway, no. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Todd. I'm just kidding.
are you done with your?
He's not done, but go ahead. I want
fine.
You to
go
ahead. Okay,
please.
I agree with you 100%.
Wow.
But I don't know if it deserves no stars, but I agree with you 100%. I think that, what we got was exactly what people were asking for, in a way.
Mm.
Is that fair, though? Because I think comic book fans of Suicide Squad, fans of a hard, edgy comic book movie deserve the movie. They deserved another Deadpool. This was not going to be Deadpool, but it
deserved to be that. This wasn't
going to
be Deadpool, and it was never going to be Deadpool, but these hard-edged comic book fans went to Batman versus Superman and bitched about it.
Good point.
I'm sorry for
taking over. That's fine.
I'm sorry for saying
using
bitch.
The synonym for female.
Oh, that's fine.
Dog.
No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's
okay. But I mean, I think that and please correct me if I'm wrong.
Please, Alika, please.
All of your guys' opinions are garbage. That's why you have to preface every statement with an apology.
No, but
I'm sorry. I'm about to say something.
Suicide Squad came out in the 80s.
It
debuted in
1987.
So that was the year after Watchmen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so historically, for comic books, they were like, oh man, Dark Knight Returns, Watchmen, what else can we do? And they did Suicide Squad.
Yes.
And DC was like, man, this is awesome. But they never had the funds to do it and they were like, I don't know if we can do it. And then you got...
What?
They never had the funds to do it. They never did it. They never... We got boiled down Batman movies that were done by Warner Brothers so that they could sell toys to seven-year-olds.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
But we never got like a hard, edgy, R-rated or PG-13/R-rated comic book movie from Warner Brothers.
Okay.
But if they released The Dark Knight Returns, we would get an R-rated, live-action, Frank Miller comic book movie.
I see what you're saying, but I mean, you have to admit, though, Christopher Nolan did a respectable job in bringing kind of air to that, don't you think?
No, I mean...
Until he tackled Bane!
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, if you want a serious piece of cinema, you do it, and then you worry about the rating later. You don't worry about the marketing during.
See, but that's the thing, though, is that this Suicide Squad movie, getting back to the point, this Suicide Squad movie felt like it should have been, and when I say this word, I don't mean it the way it's going to come out. It should have been nastier. And I said that. Yeah, I said that. I don't know if he listened to the whole podcast, but my review of it, I said that this movie felt like a complete watered down. It should have been. I should have not liked these characters. Like
I said the same thing.
Yeah, too. Deadpool. Deadpool was a character that I should have. I easily liked, but yet I didn't ascribe to his anti-hero logic of taking these guys out. I didn't like what he was doing, but it was still something that I. You know, you don't have to like the guy. You don't have to like their deeds in order to like them in the movies. So what he's saying is that these guys weren't even nasty to the point of being able to root for them as bad guys or anti-heroes.
No, but I think that so, and I understand that, but I think that this falls prey to Barry's 5-star Superman review, and I think that like ever since 1978, when Superman the movie came out, people have only wanted to see the spectacle of somebody saving millions of people from absolute disaster.
Sure.
And that's what these comic book movies are about.
Right.
And that's not what comic book movies are about in the DC universe. Especially since Watchmen in 1986, in the DC universe... Your favorite character in Watchmen is Dr. Manhattan. He's the Superman analog, and he is responsible at the end of the movie and at the end of the comic book for blowing up the guy into particulates.
Yes,
of like
matter.
He's the guy that wants to do the right thing.
Right,
that's the hero of the movie.
Right,
DC tells you. From 1986 to 2016, for the last 13 years, that there are no more heroes.
Now, and that's completely valid. I get that. But do you think that's the kind of movie? Those are the kind of movies that never could have been made, even in their heyday.
But the problem is that they keep trying to make these movies,
right?
And critics keep saying, "Well, it's not Marvel enough."
Okay, that's okay. Barry, in response to that, do you think that is the problem with Suicide Squad? Do you think it's not Marvel enough?
Yeah, it's one of the problems that they try to make it into so much of a product as opposed to a movie that lives and breathes. I mean, honestly, I think one of the greatest comic movies ever made, 5-star comic movie, is The Crow. I think it's an important film. I think it's a visionary film. I think it's a work of art in addition to a really fascinating and rich adaptation of something that is dark as hell. And this movie could have been that. It's not even about what it could have, should have. Just looking at it, what it is, I feel like it's a mess. I don't feel like this movie has momentum.
But the problem, I think that the problem with The Crow, and I'm not going to say this lightly.
Whoa. You are not going to disparage the good name of The Crow, are you?
No, he's not allowed
to.
Just cut him off.
Wow.
No, you're done.
No. What I'm saying, like, originally, like, if The Crow was owned by Warner Brothers, it would have been a musical. It would have been a rock opera. And they would have cut.
Interesting.
Not to mention, the Crow film that came out is not even close to as nasty as the source material either.
That's true.
And so
that movie is heavily watered down. But the movie still works on its
own. For 1994, that's an edgy as hell movie.
That is true too.
And so James O'Barr has said it in his commentary of the film. He said it to people at, and I've met him a couple of times.
He said it to me. He said it to everybody who's talked to him about the movie. He mm-hmm. said that he had to fight for everything that was in it. And he said that they basically they wanted to make a Wizard of the Wizard of Oz of out of the Crow. And he said, "No, you gotta have this, you gotta have that, and you gotta represent my original intent."
Sure.
And he fought for it, and he's still pissed at those people. And the reason that we're getting a remake of The Crow is because mm-hmm. it didn't initially represent the actual. There's no there was the Skull Cowboy,
right?
And that's not in the original film, but that's in the original comic book. And it was in the original film, but they didn't put it in there.
Right.
And he was like, "Why didn't you guys put that in there?"
Sure.
And the thing is, they wanted to make it. They wanted to make it Tommy. They wanted to make it the. They wanted to
interesting.
Make it, they okay. wanted to make it who a Whovian rock opera.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
And the reason that we got The Crow mm-hmm. is because comic book creators and the writer for the comic book. Fought against the producers tooth and nail to be able to get that version of that movie.
Right.
And we don't have that for Batman v Superman. We don't have that for Suicide Squad because those creators that created those comic books have gone on to other things.
You mean the creators aren't fighting for their materials, what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that there's the creators don't own that material.
Right.
So
it's done by committee. Right. And I get that, by the way. I like James O'Barr's earlier work, Peter Pan. That's a great book.
that wasn't earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Anyway.
That's weird.
Yeah. But, okay, so here's the thing, is that I know the parallels.
You've been speaking since we started, though.
I that's true, I have.
It's good literary joke.
I know that.
100 episodes of this.
I know Todd is making some.
For 100 episodes.
Todd is making some very cogent points.
Yeah, and they're boring as crap.
I'm just,
we were just talking about Suicide Squad. This guy's going off on
here's the
Doctor Who rock operas and body da.
I agree.
Yeah, of course.
I agree with Barry about how the
yeah,
Crow
Barry's
is
boring too. You guys can agree with each other all day.
I think what you guys are missing is that this was supposed to be dump on Barry's review.
I was going to say that.
And I
the
thought
entire
that
time I've been hearing your agreeance of his half finished review.
Yeah.
When are we going to move on to crapping
on
Barry?
I just don't believe that everything that Barry has said has been no stars.
Okay, well, let's put it this way.
If you're talking about the star rating is arbitrary. My review is what I stand by.
When someone's reading Maui Time Weekly and they're going, should I see this movie, should I see that movie, and they see the movie review. There's Suicide Squad. I'm so excited.
That's their fault. That's their fault that they don't read.
And look, kudos to you, Gannon, for trying to get Barry fired from Maui Time Weekly. That's how you guys met, right? That's how you guys met.
That
right?
was rotten.
No. You want the backstory?
Yeah, I want the
backstory.
We'll
do it on the 100th episode. I said that, and then G over here decided to tell Barry and rat me out for saying that. And now I'm...
You so despised his reviews. And after reading Suicide Squad, I'm like, maybe Gannon had a point.
Wait a minute.
It's okay to have a difference of opinion.
Sure. Yeah. Especially if you're a critic and like to crap on everything that fans like.
There's everybody has a different experience when they see a movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
who
critics
you are
obviously go through eye melting hell while watching things that other people seem to enjoy.
Now, can I be. We'll get back to Gannon in a second. Ever since I've taken on the moniker of someone who does critical reviews, you do.
Your opinions become garbage as well.
Yes, but I will say this. There is something different about watching a movie when you go in there knowing that you're going to write about it. You become very much you become more observant.
Well, I said last week on the pod that everything the critics have said about the movie is true. Like, I have no debate. Like, anything that even in Barry's review, god awful as it is, it's like I agree with a lot of what he's saying.
If you like shit, you guys go see this.
Whoa.
Okay, 2909. Just remember that. Don't let me forget that. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd, for another beep on the podcast.
Thanks. Okay. Anyway.
But, you know, it's like.
We should do another event for 100 beeps.
He knows what he's talking about. He's a cinema guy, and, you know.
But here's the.
Then, like, it's hard to divorce yourself from, like, his scathing review and the fact that you actually had a good experience at the movie. You're like, What the crap is this, man? Don't give my good experience 0 stars.
No, no, here's the thing.
Experience is still your experience, though. I'm not trying to ruin your experience. I'm a reporter.
You ruined it.
I'm just giving my opinion.
It's too late already. You published the article.
You still like the movie.
A lot less, now that I know Barry hates it.
I think what a lot of people
it's
don't
like I
understand.
Can't hang out with Barry if
there's
I
something
don't
that
eat.
A lot of people don't get. I think what it is, what angers people about reviews, and being the guy, being the one of the three people that do actual movie reviews, is that they hate the fact that what is pointed out, they have to agree with.
Well, here's what's particularly irksome about Barry's review this time.
Lovely.
Is he seemed in the writing.
Right here, by the way, that's
yeah,
the review.
On Maui Time Weekly.
That's the review.
Is the fact that as you read it, you get the sense that Barry's enjoying this awful review of Suicide Squad.
But you know
and
what?
Rubbing it in the
there
face.
There is something to that. Because let me tell you something. I have the same experience this week of what Barry felt about Suicide Squad.
Very different movie.
But let me tell you something. What I'm going to write about Sausage Party is not going to be liked by the majority of millennials.
I wanted to see that one too, man.
Don't
ruin that.
I'm not
going to
ruin it.
Critics are ruining everything.
I
love sausage jokes.
I know.
I love jokes about sausage.
After reading Barry's review of getting back to the point of the Suicide Squad, I think
I love sausage.
Barry makes some very valid points that I agree with. I liked it more than Barry did because I saw the potential in it. What Barry is saying is that this was a movie, unfortunately, that was it was as if somebody hacked it up with a machete. And
he literally said that.
We get that. I mean, we get that.
You know, and that is the thing. It's like, it's just, yeah, your words, right? It's as if.
His mind was not blown, unlike Slipknot.
That's right. So.
Spoilers.
It's the I think it's because, especially for Barry being a nerd himself and loving comics the way he does, I think that he has a more critical eye of these things, and I think that's fair because I do as well. I liked it more than he did. I saw the potential, and I think that for a 0-star review, I think this was more than fair. You know me, I've always had disagreements with you.
It wasn't that fair.
Listen, I think that this was more than fair because
specifically was unfair.
Oh, ooh, good point.
I agree with Todd. It's just the no star rating. Like, I agree with the things you say in the article.
Would that be more fair? Would 2 stars be more fair?
The thing is, there were good things about the movie.
You
they
guys
put a lot of time
bully
into the.
Him into
I'm not. No, I'm not
star. Star.
I'm just having fun too, Barry. I don't want you to take it personally.
He's like, this was edited by Danny Trejo with a machete, and this is bullshit.
By the way,
132.27.
That's
hacked.
That's it, man.
I said it was edited by Edward Scissorhands and Leatherface. Come on.
Completely not machete.
Speaking of which, what did the movie Machete get star wise from you?
2.
That got 2?
That got 2. Machete got
2. I expect
machete
that.
Got 2?
I want to know.
Are you
movie,
out of your mind? Machete got 2?
Was this movie seriously
that, is
that
an
much worse?
That's absolutely
than 50 Shades of Black.
Whoa. That is, for me, that is a 3.5-star movie. That is a great time at the movies.
No, it's fine. That's a great time at the movies, but so is Suicide Squad. It doesn't make it a good piece of film.
But Machete never claimed to be that, and so the fact is
neither did Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad was supposed. This was a film that was following Batman v Superman. This was DC and Warner Brothers' U-turn from what they were doing.
That's your problem.
If you read,
that's speculative.
If you read,
Warner Brothers never said that.
If you read the Hollywood Reporter article that I put up on the NerdWatch,
a journalist piece about what somebody else.
No, about the executives that were in there.
That's why they released it during wintertime for Academy Award. For the Academy Awards, they were like, "This is gonna get so many awards. We're gonna release it in November so that people can watch it before the Academy Awards, so that they can vote."
But
that's not what happened with this film. You guys are arguing that this is a tentpole movie. It's not to sell people Academy Awards.
Todd, you're ranting as usual. The Dark Knight won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Right, and this, but summer film. Right, and
these things happen. Mad Max, by the way, won every freaking Oscar
except for Best Picture.
It came out in May of last year.
But it did no. It was only technical awards.
Right, but the thing is,
it didn't win for Best Writing.
More Oscars than
it didn't. But
that's
right. It didn't win for Best Writing. It didn't.
This is
win for. It didn't win for Best Writing. It didn't win for Best Directing.
I thought Todd was going to agree with him the whole time.
No, but what you're missing is that the Suicide Squad. The Suicide
You're taking
Squad.
The joy out of jumping on
the
Barry.
Suicide Squad is a tentpole movie. Number one, it is.
I'm
it
not
is,
saying it's not, it, but I'm saying that this is not to win awards. This is to sell more comic books and more toys.
Right, understandable, but that does not mean
to get
that
kids to go to Hot Topic.
That does not mean that the movie is above criticism.
But so was The Crow. Right. The Crow invented Hot Topic.
Every movie that ever gets released in a theater, every movie that gets released in a movie theater is marketable.
Right.
Is potentially a product in some way.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Your five-star comic book movie invented Hot Topic, and then The Crow is trying to capitalize it, and you give it no stars.
Right.
You're not trying to say that you shouldn't. The difference that I'm trying to make is between cinema and film.
There's no difference. How dare you? That's ridiculous. There is no difference.
There's absolutely no
freaking difference between Citizen Kane and Batman and The Matrix. Right. And American
it's
Beauty.
It's all art.
These are all different. These are all parts.
And Food
of
Fight.
And no, it's food
not.
Fight.
No, it's not. Because
and Zootopia.
They go through different markets.
The Wizard of Oz was considered a crappy studio film when it came out. Now it's
true.
Cinema. Same thing with Citizen Kane. It was just a bad film that this radio hack made. But now it's art.
But in another 70 years, you don't know what that's going to be. You're speaking from this from.
Yeah, your review is going to be revealed for the hate speech that it is, and you and G Money can just lather each other's ears up with that hateful, lascivious speech that you like to spew at each other.
Without making this as political as illegal ones.
Well,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was trying to get political.
This is the most fired up Todd I've ever seen Todd.
I know. Todd's not.
But what I'm saying is, Suicide Squad is not. It is a summer blockbuster film, and I think that you're saying the Marble Man is totally different than Jaws.
What do you mean? You mean as in
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man?
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you saying? I mean, like, are you saying that they're the same?
I'm you're saying every that- film is debatable in terms of its value and worth,
right.
But I do feel that there is no hierarchy. I really do feel that The Wizard of Oz and The Matrix mm-hmm. and The Sixth Sense.
But you know so much about cinema uh-huh. that like that's not the way that those are marketed to you.
Who cares about how they're marketed?
He knows so much about cinema that's why he sees it that way.
No.
You don't know enough, why you're judging it a certain
that's
way.
That's interesting format. That's a very interesting way to look at it. I never thought of it. That's a good way to look at it. It's because – now think about this. If you – do you – well, let's – for example
– because us unrefined plebeians can't
that's right.
No.
Handle the magnitude right. of
no,
the
no.
worst
let's put it
critiques.
This way. Let's put it in the realm of comic books. I judge comic books differently than Todd does. Todd has a very critical eye when it comes to stories and to artwork. He's more critical of that than I am. Now, I don't think that means my points about comic books are invalid, but I think that yours are more valid because that's what you do as a professional. And I think that when you have a critical eye against, you know, your hatred for Marvel and the things that they keep pushing out, I think that I actually find that to be your opinion on those to be more important than mine because you are part of something, you are part of that world. Barry and myself, Format, we're part of that. We are one of the cogs in the wheels of movie reviews. And I think that us being more critical is only to is to assist and to help and to let people know that this is what we saw. So I don't think it's
can I get this straight? I'm putting this in food terms. Okay. So what you're saying is that. If I'm creating the food or if I'm like the person who's like behind the scenes making all these things happen and I give the food out to someone and they take a critical aspect of what they feel and what they think
right.
and you're trying to tell them how they should think –
Right.
That's the facilitation that you're offering to them.
You can't tell
I'm
somebody.
Not to tell
yeah, you're not
think.
How to tell. No, he's not trying to tell anybody how
okay,
to think.
So I'm just trying to make sure
he's
I understand this.
In these
reviews,
if you
give me food and I eat it and I think it sucks, then it sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to
and
say.
That's what I'm saying. It's like this is the same with Barry. Barry's saying that
he's got
has,
critics for that too. Yeah. Heartless bastards.
Yes, I do. And this is the thing about I think it's completely valid and completely fair. That just, Suicide Squad is sure rated. That's look. If we all
look, I think you guys are spending a lot of time defending Barry.
I'm not defending him. What I'm saying is that
I just wanted to beat him up a little bit. You didn't have to jump in the
no,
way.
If all of us critics,
I still love you, Barry.
I still have my job in Maui Town. Nice try, pal.
I didn't campaign awesome. For it,
but we're gonna start.
But Todd might.
If
Todd
Barry, out. if you guys would have something going. If Barry, myself, and Format all rated Whoa. The movie with no stars,
what did I get?
You guys,
you're a critic.
You Jerk. Guys would have something, but we didn't.
I critique.
I saw
like,
something.
From you guys' level.
Yeah, I right. I'm not I look at it, and I look you're at it as somebody ones. In between. I look at it as somebody
Actually,
as a like critic them. And somebody who loves the comic book material. I saw that there was potential in this, but everything that Barry said is absolutely right in his review. I don't think there's anything wrong, and Barry and I disagree more than we agree. I think you and I disagree more than we agree on movies, and I think that this is a perfect example
really,
of something
I,
we actually
I see
agree.
You guys talking a lot and like we, making eyes at each other,
and then looking
like,
over
oh,
at Todd
yeah,
and
like
giggling.
That movie? I like that actor. Yeah. Oh, give it to me.
All,
yeah.
All I know is that if you have not read Professor Barry's review, it is in Maui Time. It'll be available until Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Till tomorrow. So check it out. Suicide Squad
it's
review. It's up right now.
It's
anything else that you before we move on, Barry?
Let me just throw this out. I mean,
throw this
time,
out.
Every time I go to a movie, I mean, my criteria—it's only two things: is the film entertaining and does it achieve its objectives? And it's strictly just my opinion. I don't think this movie is a good action film. I don't think it's a good comic book movie. It's just strictly my opinion. My criteria going in was disappointed
it's,
when
it's
I went
Civil
to see,
War.
It's Civil
it's
War.
It's Civil War. It's exactly Civil War.
Wait a minute.
What are you
it has
about?
The ending. It has the ending is pure Ghostbusters nostalgia. And it's not, I don't think it's Civil
I
War.
I don't think
at all.
I went for nostalgia. I just
no,
don't.
I mean, it
well, not nostalgia. Sorry,
takes,
bad word.
It takes people, it puts people together, it puts people against each other together.
So do cults.
And then at the end of it, and then at the end of it, nothing changes.
Right. Now. Now,
nothing changes at the end.
Now, if we were to put this in Marvel versus DC terms, Marvel is pushing a story forward. DC, unfortunately, keeps trying to catch up, and what they're doing is they're not they don't have the magic to push the agenda that Marvel has already pushed for the last 9 years almost. From the very first Iron Man?
They don't have the luxury.
They don't have the luxury of doing that. So what they're trying to do is that they're trying to leap 15 movies to get to where they are, and they can't do it.
It did not take more than 15 movies to get to
I'm using that as an exaggeration.
It actually took them like four.
No, but what I'm saying is Warner Brothers and DC are trying to make a massive leap to where they are at right now, and what they need to figure out is that they can't do that.
Point of view. They just want to be part of the marketplace.
No, they do, and that's the thing if they actually cared, the rumors now that are coming out of Hollywood are the fact that Wonder Woman is a complete mess right now.
But
Based on
whatever rumors.
No,
it's not even a man, it's a woman. See, that's the problem. It's speculative information.
Gracie
on Reddit.
Law.
Right.
Her name is Gracie Law on Reddit. She's anonymous, and that's BS. She doesn't.
How can she
have
be anonymous if you know her name?
Gracie Law. Are you? Do you know
Big Trouble in Little China?
I don't.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay.
She chose the lawyer from Big Trouble in Little China,
right.
As her anonymous.
But you know her name.
But
hey,
okay.
Happy 100th episode, Todd. I love how you're berating everybody for.
I know.
Okay, but hang on a second.
I'm not trying to be mean about it, but I'm saying like. You guys.
You guys.
Wow.
No,
Walken
but look. Let's look. Okay. Todd's right.
Understand.
Let's look
don't
at,
say Todd's right.
Let's look at this.
Why
let's
would
look
you
at
ever
the,
say
let's
that?
Look at this objectively then.
Gee, I hate to stop you here, but Todd is the reason why last week's episode was only 26 minutes long after editing.
That's true.
So, good job on you. Happy 100.
Here's the thing. Is that let's say Todd's right. And I think he is. Let's look at the track record of Warner Brothers right now.
Okay.
Right now, Man of Steel.
Great movie.
I loved it. Barry hated it. The audiences hated it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Batman v Superman, the next one up on the next one up on the docket in this series Batman v Superman.
Okay.
People liked it. Okay? Overall, it was a disaster. Absolute disaster for the studio.
Was Suicide Squad. It wasn't a flop. It made money on the merchandise.
Batman v Superman dropped in its second week just as much as Suicide Squad this week.
So subpar Marvel films. 60, nobody brings those up.
70%.
Thor dropped probably worse.
70, nobody brings that no up. Way. 70% of they lost 70% of box office.
You're saying
office.
That the second Thor film did phenomenal.
I'm saying that it dropped
you're
only.
You're saying that.
The average is 30%. For these films.
Okay, but this no is that, film actually maintains that,
that. That. No. But the fact is that these tank. These are tanks at the box office. This is making money, no
but
doubt.
That's what I'm, that's
Suicide
the point,
Squad
but that's
is making
what I'm
money.
To make. Oh, people only mention that when it's DC. Nobody ever mentioned that when it's Marvel. I just read an article on Collider that put 10 comic book films all in a row, which, by the way, only two of them were DC. And almost all of them drop about 40% to 60%.
Now these, this one is these and this these now these last two.
But it's still the number one film, which means
I've got no issue with that. That's fine that it's making money.
To put this into perspective, according to Wikipedia, Machete budget was $10.5 million.
Right.
It made $44 million at the box office.
Right, so it already made its budget back.
But so it won, and you're talking about Suicide Squad,
right.
Who made $400 million in its first weekend.
Right,
it needs to make $800 to break even.
But you're talking about a movie that needs to make 10 times the squad of a
right.
10 times the amount of a movie that it a profit.
So then
that you just compared it to.
The whole point is...
Did you enjoy the movie, though?
The whole point...
It's art. Art is art. I don't care how much it costs.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't care how much it costs.
Because it shouldn't matter how much it made or needs to make if you enjoyed the movie.
When you talk about a Transformers movie, it doesn't matter if it made $300, $400 million. Good is good. Bad is bad. And I'm just saying, in my opinion, this is a bad film.
And those Transformers movies aren't exactly... Those aren't exactly spectacular movies, but they keep making money. And that's fine, but it's okay to judge them even if they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. This, though, although this is making money, it still needs to make another $400 million to become profitable. So that's an issue.
Bad movies make money, too. Bad movies are profitable. People like bad movies.
Yeah, I know. Howard the Duck made a ton of money.
Human Centipede.
And we're talking about Howard the Duck, and it's an amazing movie, and we did a commentary that never got released.
Yes, never got released.
Yeah. But what I'm not trying to braid anybody, but I'm saying that like you guys are holding up.
No offense, but I don't want to seem racist, but
you guys
I don't want to berate anybody,
You guys are saying
yes, go ahead, Todd. Come on.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna.
Come on, man. If you can't complete entire thought process,
come on, Todd.
You need to lay off the sauce.
What's the deal, Todd? Come on.
I could if I kept. I mean, you guys keep interrupting me.
I'm waiting, dude.
Go.
No, you're not. You're interrupting me.
All right. Go ahead, Todd. Come on.
You're not waiting.
Let's go.
Come on, Todd. What is it that you want to say?
I don't want to say anything.
Oh, come on, Todd. Come on! Listen, here's the thing, is that Suicide Squad is not above criticism. I don't think any movie is. And I think that it's okay for us to say that this deserves nothing. It's okay for somebody to say that, because they found no redeeming value in it. I think that that's okay to say. And I think I've said that about more than comic book movies. I've said it about other movies. Matter of fact, the movie that I saw this week falls into that category. And I think it's fair, I think it's unjust for us as critics not to say. Because
I'm just saying that you guys love Marvel movies and you guys hate DC movies.
Wow, wait a second. No. That's not fair at all.
That's not at all
because Barry
– I said that very fast so that format wouldn't interrupt me.
That's right. Here we go.
Right, but you're still on it, right?
Barry –
keep going.
Hang on a second. Barry's right though. I should say, Todd, the only thing you're wrong about is that Barry is a staunch defender of The Dark Knight Rises. As a matter of fact – He is the guy. He's one of the only guy, only cats that I know that thinks it's better than The Dark Knight. I think that he likes Batman movies, and I don't think it's
Tom Hardy.
Stop it. I don't think it's fair for you to say that we don't like DC movies because we do.
Superman Returns is one of my favorite films, comic book movies the last 10
years.
Returns is 7th anniversary today, didn't it?
Yes, yes. I like
anniversary. Superman
Professor
Returns.
Barry loves Superman Returns. Not my bag. I love Man of Steel. I just those are things that you know.
The point is that like I read Barry's review, and I was like, well, if you would apply the same rubric to Civil War, or if you would apply it to Iron Man 3.
Barry is extremely critical.
I think that like you would come up with a no-star movie.
I loved Iron Man 3. I didn't like Civil Wars that much.
But that's what I'm saying is Iron Man 3 is not that good compared to Suicide Squad.
I disagree. I think it's a seriously superior film. I'm not going to give in to the hostility in this room, but I will. Let me reverse.
Why not, dude? That's what I want to see in the episode.
Let me throw this out, all right? This is an attempt to be provocative. I hope this doesn't backfire horribly. But let's just try something. Let me just throw this out. And this is for you, this side of the room, to just kind of weigh this in. I don't see this as just a failed movie. I don't see this as just a disappointment. For me, this movie is a disaster because of the way it was edited. I don't feel like it's all that coherent. I feel like it's just a poorly made film. This is the statement I'll throw at you. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why a lot of comic book fans are giving this movie such a pass. To give an example, to name just top of my head, X-Men Origins Wolverine. This movie is uninspired. It is unfaithful to its source. It's mediocre.
Get closer, Mike Barry. I can't.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
But in terms of how it was made,
yeah,
in terms of the performance, particularly the two lead, Hugh Jackman and Liev Schreiber,
mm-hmm,
it's great. It's absolutely a superior.
Liev Schreiber's fantastic.
You just said that.
No.
Are you trying to help your kids?
Because you said that in front of the wrong guy.
I can't believe that you would give Suicide Squad such a pass when it is so ineptly edited and put together.
Well, I'm not watching it as a movie. I'm like, I'm the guy they're marketing the toys to. I saw Deadshot's costume. I'm like, yeah. I saw, even though I don't like that look for Harley Quinn, I saw Harley Quinn. I was like, yeah. I saw Killer Croc. I was like, yeah. At least one star is worth it.
Yeah, don't you deserve a better movie than that, though?
Yeah, look. At this point, they're just throwing hastily put together movies. Maybe DC's in panic mode. That's a bad thing. I'm just grateful to live right now when all these great, awesome things are being shoved in my face and they're trying to get my money. Vying for my attention.
But,
I'm flattered.
But
anything they put out deserves a couple of stars. You heartless, soulless bastard, Barry.
No. You're right about that. But I will say this. You do. Nerds are very selective because X-Men Wolverine Origins got nothing but vitriol.
And it's not a great movie. I'm just saying
it got vitriol because what they did at the end was like someone who actually knew about comics was in the room and was like, do this to piss them off.
It was inexcusable.
It was terrible what they did.
Right.
But to be fair, that was also our first peek at Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool. Like, there were good things about the movie.
Right.
There were good performances in there. But like, there are more problems for comic book fans in that movie than there are in Suicide Squad, to be fair.
Sure.
You can't really compare them on that level.
I think it's fair. Like I said, I feel like a ref. But I will say this. I think what Barry looks at is different from the rest of everybody else because did you take the process of editing when you were watching?
Look, no. We're all – like everybody knows financial lingo. Everybody knows cinema lingo. And it's all thanks to the internet and everybody's an expert on everything. That they're not even an expert
in. But Barry actually is, though.
No, I understand that. But the thing is, us as the cinema audience can't help but hear the voices of so many hundreds of critics that we've also heard in the past. We know what they're talking about to an extent. Maybe not to the extent that you guys are talking about it, but we understand the basic framework that you guys are working in. So when we hear the editing's bad, we notice the editing's bad. It doesn't take a special lens to understand that the scenes are chopped up and they're not.
Gotcha.
If you listen to last week, I was saying the story is very, you know, hacked up. Everything's so trite. It's like the story isn't really the focus of the movie.
It's thin at best.
Yeah, it's not. Nobody really cares. The people who gave it a pass already knew that stuff about the movie. They're not saying the story's good or the editing's good or anything about the whatever's good. And I like how you said the opening and closing credits were awesome because of the color scheme.
And they were.
And it was fun. And
it's fantastic.
You know, and that, you know, that gets your hopes up that hopefully the art direction had some bearing on the film.
Listen.
A little bit. You know, it did. Because, the costume design and the
color
palette.
And agree with me or not, let me know what you guys think. I think the reason why Suicide Squad is getting a pass from all the nerds is because for two things. Number one, it's,
well, they didn't like being told by Rotten Tomatoes and the critics right. that it was bad before it came out.
It's defiance.
I think that was bad
it's
timing.
It's rebellion. That's yeah. number one.
Let me also say really quickly, I'm not the critics. I'm just a critic.
You're part of them. You're not the critic. You're,
no,
you
you're part of
them. You're part of
the
No, you guys are like the Borg.
You're part
like,
of the union.
You
are we're part of the Hawaii Film Critics Society.
That's correct, sir.
You guys are like the Borg. You share a mind.
But here's the thing. And here's the thing is that I believe this. And listen, if you guys don't agree with me, I think the reason why this movie is getting a pass is because I believe that the nerds think that when this comes out on video, we're going to get a very different movie.
Who's giving it a pass?
I
have yet to see anybody saying it.
I think no.
Because most of the criticism that I see for people that say they like it,
sure.
say the same things that I do.
Now
that they like some of the characterizations, they
sure.
like some of the performances.
Sure.
Even they accept that the movie's kind of a mess when it comes down to the editing. That the story's a little all over the place.
Okay.
Even I see that.
Sure.
I have yet to see.
You
any
did.
Fans.
You and
it's all the same stuff
yeah.
that I've said.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've yet to see any fans say, "Oh, we give this a pass just because."
I think that
I've never seen anybody say that.
Can I be honest with you? I think that this movie, I mean, just looking at it, this got more of a pass than Batman v Superman. Batman v Superman,
this
I think,
got
more of
a fun pass
movie.
Than Civil War.
But
agreed.
But
Civil
you know
War
what?
Got
agreed.
A pass. Civil War, like,
why are you so upset? You didn't go to see Civil War.
I agree, though.
Here's the other thing about that, though, G.
I've seen it. I didn't see it.
Here's the other thing about
it,
G.
What's that?
Go take a look at the BVS and Suicide Squad as far as everybody's favorite website to go look at.
Of course, Rotten Tomatoes.
They're almost the same, the scores.
Oh, yeah.
Critically, they're almost the same.
Agreed.
Audience reactions are almost the same.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
The same thing happened with Avengers. I could say Civil War, but the same thing happened with Avengers that Suicide Squad happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a boiled down movie with faceless villains, and
right.
people were like, "Oh, this is amazing because we got to see the spectacle of Superman the movie."
Now,
but
now
the Avengers was critically
but
acclaimed.
Here's, but
people
here's,
love that movie.
But
that's
universal.
What I'm saying is because they were like, "Oh, they got the Hulk right."
Here's
finally.
The difference
and
that Marvel.
Like,
but here's where Marvel got it right, and DC has it so wrong. Marvel, regardless of what you think of their movies or their heroes, Marvel did something that no one else did, and they build. They build. Every movie they build. And everybody gets excited about to see what's next. Even if it sucks, people are excited to see what's next. And they keep building.
But
and they
DC
keep building.
Does the same thing.
I don't think so. I don't,
DC,
think, they do,
DC,
I don't think they do the same
you
thing
You got
at all.
Batman versus Superman, and then you got Suicide Squad. And you got Suicide Squad, and you got a bunch of different superheroes
sure.
that were actually supervillains.
Sure.
And you got something different than Marvel, and people are like, ah, it's cool. It's junk.
Right. But now...
But
now,
people were like, oh, I've never seen Thor with Hulk.
Now,
I love it.
Have
oh.
you ever... Now, here's the thing. Has anybody... Listen, and I'm a DC guy. Has anybody ever thought that we, like myself, are more critical of DC movies because of our love for those characters? I've said this before 1,000 times. I have emotional reactions to when I see Superman on screen. That I don't have that for Thor or Captain America or anybody else. I have that for Superman. People have the same reaction like Ganon for Batman. So when we see movies from DC that deal with such iconic characters, more iconic than Marvel, in my opinion, I think DC has more iconic characters than Marvel ever had.
Bar none.
Without a doubt, right? So when we see these things on screen...
Even
no,
with this dichotomy
I know a guy that's a wonderful comic book creator named Jeff. Not comic book creator, comic book collector.
Yes.
And he loves Marvel. He loves Marvel
right.
to his soul.
Right.
And he was like, oh my God, Avengers, I hope they don't mess it up. And then they didn't mess it up. And then he was like, I love that movie forever.
Now, see, and
the
see...
The same way that Format loves Warcraft.
Right. Now, and that's the thing, is that I think that DC people are...
Where the connect is.
No, yeah. no, I think
okay.
that...
You don't like Warcraft?
No, I love Warcraft.
You love playing Warcraft.
Right.
And you love the movie Warcraft
right.
because they brought in all of these things that you didn't think that they were going to put in the movie, but they
right.
put in the movie.
But
right.
there was a lot of things that I saw wrong with it.
But that's what Avengers fans did, too. They're like, well, they didn't get the suit right for.
But do you
know,
think? Do you think he
okay.
gave? Do you think he gave Warcraft a pass though? Because I've read his
yeah.
review. I don't think he gave it a pass.
No.
I don't think he gave it a pass.
You don't feel like Marvel fans give more of a pass to their films?
Without a doubt.
Consecutively.
I could,
and I've said this on 100 pods by now.
Yeah,
100
yeah.
other episodes. Probably the 100th time I said this.
Yeah.
With the exception of Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel has no iconic villains.
You agreed.
Not one.
Agreed.
The thing that
agreed.
Even in Suicide Squad, which is not looked at very, very well right now in this
yeah.
room,
yeah.
You know who Joker is. Yep. Harley Quinn, despite whatever Barry says. Everybody saw about Harley Quinn. There's going to be a million girls playing Harley Quinn for Halloween
sure.
this year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
From the movie or whatever.
That's fair to say.
Yeah, fair.
You're not going to say the same thing about Marvel and their villains.
Yeah.
You don't see 100 people playing
Jebediah Stone.
But you might see a bunch of Ben Affleck Batmans this year.
The thing that I hate the thing that I hate about Marvel and DC
yes.
is that because DC's playing catch-up,
yes.
that they're not really even playing catch-up, but the reason that DC's playing catch-up is because they're building a universe. They had the Nolan universe.
Right.
And they made billions of dollars worth of
Can I tell you something? Because we got to wrap up because we had a very special guest coming in. Somebody much better looking than the rest of you freaks.
Probably his last show.
Yeah. Can I say this? I think that this is the problem with DC stuff, and you guys may not agree with this.
I already don't.
I know. Marvel needed to build a world, okay?
Oh, I would say that.
They did.
I would say they needed to.
What I believe
because Superman and X-Men, they sold.
Right. Here's the thing: is I don't think DC needs to, because
which is why I'm wondering what your building argument's all about.
My building argument is because everybody is so accustomed to this, so they're waiting for these to be Marvel movies. What I don't understand is that
the problem is not this idea of building. The problem is execution. You can tell a Batman movie where you're jumping on a speeding train
absolutely.
Without ever doing his origin story. You can do a Batman that's 45 years old like you're doing right now. It's execution dependent.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with you need to build. You need to show this.
My barometer.
You could have done Man of Steel without ever showing us his origin. He could have just been Superman already.
Right.
So the problem is not building.
No.
The problem is
not for DC.
Execution of storytelling.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with world building.
I agree. Which is
kind of what one of the strong suits for Suicide Squad is, because that's jumping on a movie train. Granted, so the execution didn't quite work.
Right.
But, like I said before, you do get a sense of world building.
The barometer.
You get an implication of a history with a lot of these characters. Something that you can take and spin off in any 100 directions.
So what you're saying
in my opinion,
it's all
one of the things did well.
What we're saying is
I'm saying that if Warner Brothers plays their cards right with the films they've already got out the gate.
Yes.
In a retroactive way, they can take that and course correct.
Right.
I don't feel like they should have to course correct, but at the same time, they have all this fertile ground to move from.
Right. So
I think that they can take Barry's No Star movie, and it's going to be a classic in 10 years.
No, if DC...
Suicide Squad will be the Blade Runner of 2020.
If DC... Look, and let me tell you. If DC and Warner Brothers had any cojones, what they should have done was they shouldn't have hacked this movie. If they had balls enough to see what was originally there, they should not have hacked up this movie after what had happened with Batman v Superman.
Okay, but let's say they didn't do that.
Right.
Let's say they stuck completely to David Ayer's vision. Let's say, and I read an article all about this, and when I looked back on it, it was
amazing, his vision.
It turned out to be true.
Yeah.
The very first trailer that came out was a lot more somber.
Yes.
When you looked at the logo, it was this gunmetal gray, very gothic looking.
Yes.
After the second trailer, everything started being far more colorful. The color palette even was a little bit different.
Right.
Now, let's say...
And format liked it.
Let's say Warner Brothers is just like, you know what? David Ayer knows what he's doing. This is going to be amazing.
Right.
This movie's going to be perfect.
Right.
Let's say they went with David Ayer's version. Now, that movie comes out. They never test market it. They never show it to anybody else.
They didn't
show
anybody that.
They never get Trailer Park to go back and cut a whole different version of the movie.
Right.
Now, let's say they stuck to that vision, and then the movie tanked.
Right.
Then what?
Now, that's
the catch 22
for this. That's the risk
of
any movie,
though. It's the risk of any movie, granted, but at the same time, they want the movie to succeed, as any business would, which is what we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
They want the movie to succeed. They want the audience that loved Deadpool and Guardians of the Galaxy. Those are the two movies that they're aiming this movie at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody says. They're aiming at the people that love Deadpool and the people that love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
They try to aim it somewhere between those two.
Yeah.
And they missed the mark because they're trying to make a movie that's not the same thing.
Right.
But that's what they're trying to
do. DC should stop worrying about what Marvel's doing and make their own movies.
Like Batman v Superman.
No. And you see,
that's exactly what happened.
But you're talking to a guy who liked that movie. And I got that movie. No one dug it. You know, and it's not because they didn't like the Batman v Superman thing.
This guy didn't dig it.
Now hang on a second.
I feel like Judas just
I know, out right? Where's your 30 pieces of silver, pal? No, but here's the thing.
You're on the right side of the table.
What I didn't like was what they did to Superman. That was not what I liked. I didn't like what they did to Lex.
Superman 30 years ago in the comic books.
I agree. I get that. But
no, I mean, like, people are always talking about how Superman is not this character.
I think we're still trying to get the rest of Barry's actual, except for the last 30 years of comic books.
Sure.
I was just wondering.
And people are like, I love Superman. And like, what do you like about Superman?
Right.
I like Superman from the 1970s when Christopher Reeves played him.
Now.
And I'm saying that, and like, right. you, and but like, what Superman comic books did you read after 1970?
See, but here's the thing, is that whenever
no,
you watch.
No, I'm not saying here's the thing. I'm asking you, what Superman comic books did you specifically read after 1978?
See, but that's the thing, is that when I talk about, I like those movies because of one thing. And those are the movies that got me interested in reading the comics. Now, and that's something different. I like the hope that is given when I watch those movies. I like what he stood for. So when I read something like Grant Morrison's All-Star Superman, and that changes my notion of that furthers my notion of what Superman should be, I think that
I love how everybody says that, but nobody actually realizes that that was one comic book in 12 issues in 30 years
and
of that, Superman
and that,
that
should
was
tell,
not Superman.
But that should tell you how impactful one story of Superman can
but
be.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you is that like you don't have control of that Superman.
No, we're not saying we do, but we like the. I like that vision of Superman. Listen, I like the Superman. I really enjoyed the whole Superman dying thing, and then we getting new Superman. But I always admired the code that he stood for.
I enjoyed Superman dying.
Yeah, those are the things that I connect to. So when I see Batman v Superman on screen, and all of a sudden I have a Batman that doubts himself. It's hard for me to swallow because I always know where he stands.
This is you being an older curmudgeon.
Yes.
Because let's face it. These characters have been around for what? Almost 80 years. And they're subject to reinterpretation.
Absolutely.
So you have to kind of, every now and again take yourself out of it.
And it's tough because I have
to just accept a different interpretation.
Like, I want to write a novel about like the, like if like Superman and Batman were like amazing characters back in the 70s. Like that would be awesome. Like Superman.
Why don't you?
I remember that you telling us at any cost if people asked you to do a Batman story that you would say absolutely no because you had zero Batman stories in you.
No, but I'm saying.
No, that's what you said.
Let me let you get
back to your rant on why everybody's opinion is wrong.
I hear no natural conclusion to what you're ranting about.
Hey, Swan, Lindsay. Tell me we're going to start.
You know what
shortly.
I'm saying is like that. You guys are talking about.
We have a special guest.
Yeah, we do. We
all right, but I'm saying like that the film that you guys are talking about is like.
It was good, and Barry's opinion is garbage. We get the point.
That's the name of the show.
You guys are saying that like. You guys are talking about how these films matter so much to you.
Yeah.
Do they matter to you?
Are you looking at me specifically?
I'm looking at all of you specifically.
I think...
Not enough to engage you in an argument, if
what,
that's true.
My opinion is this. I accept the movies as being a different interpretation of these characters.
Agreed.
I do not ever go to one of these movies expecting to see the comic book because they are not the comic book.
Correct.
And I accept them for what they are.
It's an interpretation
of the movie.
Yes.
If Batman's machine gunning people in his car in Batman v Superman, I accept it because this is not the Batman.
You gotta accept that.
I don't get mad about that stuff like anybody else does. When Superman in particular plows a guy through a wall, you don't like that.
No.
But I'm okay with it because this is not Superman from the comics. Right. I'm accepting it. It's like, okay, in this version of Batman and Superman, this is how they are.
But you notice how he and I have a very different reaction. He's closer to the Batman character. He doesn't like the fact that Batman kills people. In Batman v Superman, I didn't mind it as much as he did.
Yeah, you love murderers.
Right, especially guys in black suits that kill people. They're vigilantes.
Yeah.
In Dark Knight,
it's an American tradition.
Somebody from Seven Stories and broke their leg. He was an abusive motherfucker.
108.31. Thank you.
the point that I'm trying to make is that you guys, like, if you guys were talking about a different era but the same type of movies,
yes,
you guys would have a different opinion.
But the point of the matter is, right now we don't, and we're not in a different era, and that's the point of the matter.
Yeah, so
we anyway, are in a different
so,
era.
So enough said.
You guys are using a different era.
I'm not using anything. Actually, I haven't been talking about any of this stuff like this. I've been waiting for Barry to finish.
I'm talking about the emotional reaction of a superhero. That's what I connect to. So that's how I feel about it. Anyway, listen, we got to get out of here. Because we have a very special guest.
That was fun, Barry. It was good having you.
I want, before we get out of here, I do want to have Barry have a final
say. This is my last movie review from Outtown.
They're firing you?
You used up all your stars?
You finally
you ran out of stars before you got to that review? Yeah, you ran out of stars.
So, Professor Barry, before we get out of here, you, sir, have the last word on Suicide Squad.
Oh, no. And, no, I don't want to say anything else about Suicide Squad ever again.
Anything we should look forward to?
In theaters?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, there's a lovely film in theaters right now called Pete's Dragon. Lovely film.
Good movie?
I did not give it zero stars.
And how about Sausage Party?
Sausage Party, well, I'm going to hold on to
Hold on. No Mickey Rooney, and the movie's still good.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
I find
Bryce Dallas Howard in for Mickey Rooney, so.
What? I don't know. Wow. There's no bueno on that one.
Mickey Rooney is so much more
attractive.
Exactly.
He is more attractive than Bryce Dallas Howard.
He is. Aww. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Anyway, no so Pete's Dragon, is that the movie
I'm
we should
see? I'm
not
even sure if he's alive anymore.
Pete's Dragon is very good, yes.
Coming out this week, by the way, for Professor Barry, I don't know what he's reviewing, is a couple of films. Number one, Ben-Hur is coming out this
Ben
week.
Ben-Hur is coming out. War Dogs is coming
out.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear about Ben-Hur, really?
Ben-Hur. It's apparently on track to do horribly at the box office.
Why do they keep releasing
spoiler
stinkers, man?
You know why? It's because they don't have
these
to pay intellectual
stinkers.
They don't have to pay
yeah, sure, but I mean, how much of the percentage is intellectual property licensing? It's like they spent a lot on this movie.
They did.
Why do they keep on doing these epic
they
bombs?
They
man?
Certainly did.
Chariots
are you watching War Dogs this weekend?
Like, yeah, maybe.
I do too. So, Professor Barry, if you want to read Professor Barry's review, it's called Disaster Flick.
If you really want to read
it, yeah. Nobody
you
want to
read
wants
what
to
all
read
the hate
that. We've already reviewed
about.
It.
Yeah. So
your review gets also zero stars, much like Suicide Squad from you, jerk.
Well, listen, Barry, we love you very much, pal. Listen, if you want to stick around.
That's obvious, yeah.
If you want to stick around.
I used to love you.
Yeah. If you want to stick around, you can.
If you want to stick around, awesome. If you don't want to stick around, we don't believe
that's
you.
Fine. I do want to send a big shout-out, of course, to Molly Comics and Collectibles. Don't forget, we got more information about Molly Comics.
We don't even know what's coming up this week.
Yeah, we don't. Well, that's coming up next hour.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
That's next hour.
Don't even trip.
And I do want you guys to know that coming up next hour, we have a very special guest in studio.
Eventually. If she doesn't fall asleep.
That night I know, right? So.
That's right. So she's here, and we'll be talking to a local cosplay legend. That's good, sir. Very good. So, Professor Barry, hopefully you'll be back next week, I'm hoping.
I would have said that if she was here.
I can't wait to see what Barry's review is next week and see how many stars that movie gets. That's going to be exciting.
Good boy. How
many stars?
I can't wait. All right.
Stars.
So, War Dogs next
all
week.
Of the stars.
Professor Barry, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Congratulations, buddy. 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
What a great 100th episode for people to listen to.
Tension filled 100th episode. Yeah. Just full of tension.
A lot of vitriol. The way G likes it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when these shows were fun.
Yeah, fun.
You're like Viggo the Carpathian.
This episode is kind of like the element of China.
It is.
Bloody.
All right, let's get out of here. So coming up next hour, please stay tuned because coming up we've got Lindsay. She's in the house and she's going to be talking to us. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up next right here on the Nerd Watch. Yeah.